Hi, my name is Joy from healingjoy.com, and I'm a spiritual medium. I haven't always been one. Actually, I grew up in a traditional Chinese family and became an engineer. So my entry into the metaphysical world wasn't easy because honestly, I wasn't looking for it. Trust me, telling my parents that I wanted to leave the corporate world and do readings and healings for people wasn't the easiest conversation to have. But me coming to terms with being a medium in this intangible world of the supernatural, spirits, guides, other realms, it's been a challenge. And I'm still struggling to say what I do for work when I meet new people. This podcast is for me to share with you some of those challenges and to help answer some questions that you may not know who to ask or where to start from. I've been developing and working as a spiritual medium for over 10 years now, and I want to share with you some of these experiences in the hope that it can help you out in your own journey. Because I'm recording this from my house, apparently the most soundproof place is my closet, so welcome to the Closet Medium. Hi everyone. For today's podcast, I'd actually like to dedicate it to my spiritual teacher. She passed last week. She was 80, but I've known her for the last 17 years, and she's taught me everything I know. Her name is Michelle, and she was an amazing medium. She could physically see spirit, which was interesting, because she could see your guides and see relatives or loved ones that had passed. And she'd always joke that she'd have to check to see if the person she's talking to was real or not. She was a lovely, wonderful human being, and she taught me that we all had gifts. And in my teachings to my students, I always want to emphasize that each and every one of you has a gift, has intuition as your birthright that you can develop at any time. It's a matter of trust and belief in yourself. And it's hard to believe in yourself when you're talking about spirit, right? And energy, when you can't actually hold it and see it. And you can't even hold trust, right? What is trust? But it's a letting go. And it's getting to understand that you are powerful. I've had the privilege to learn from her. And I use my framework and my experiences as a medium and everything she's taught me, and I pass it down to every student I encounter. And I learn from my students. Gosh, it's really amazing. Some of my students have shown me incredible abilities, their insight to reading people or energies or, you know, healing. Everyone has their own strength, and their guides work with them differently. So I've always learned to teach in the basics of spirituality in terms of framework and understanding of energy and connecting to your intuition. But how you develop as a spiritual being on your journey is personalized for you. It's your gift, your ability, and your connection with the universe, God, spirit, oneness, whatever you want to call it. So I guess I want to say, if you are about to embark on a spiritual journey, know that there is no right or wrong way. Know that you are unique and powerful. And don't compete with anyone else. Don't say, well, why can they sense stuff and hear stuff and I can't? Because every one of you has a unique gift. And your purpose in the world and how that gift transpires will be different. You don't have to become a reader or healer or teach classes. You will get intuitive information every day. Crossing the street, saying something random to a friend or a stranger, who knows the ripple of impact you'll have. All I know is everything she's taught me, I've taught my students, and whoever they talk to, whether they teach or read or just go about their days and their families and their friends, I know they're going to share her knowledge because I've passed it on and they'll pass it on. And the ripple effect in this web is truly, truly amazing. Her passing has been difficult for me, I'll be honest. Even though we know spirit never dies, that we are not our bodies. This is just a temporary vessel for us to live in the soul existence, to experience. But we are human, and we experience emotions of loss, sadness, grief, joy, abundance, everything. And that's part of this beautiful existence, is to encounter people that have touched your life so much that you can really feel their loss and sadness and emptiness when they're not there. But fortunately, as psychic mediums or intuitive people, if you listen carefully or gently wait, you might feel a whisper of their presence. You might feel their energy come. And you'll know that they really haven't left. That they're around you and they're with you. It was interesting when she passed. I was actually sick. I had a cold, and so I was on sleeping pills and I was a little bit out of it. And my partner, who is open to this, what he calls spiritual stuff, but not really into it. So he actually had a dream the time she passed, and he saw a younger version of her. And when I woke him up and told him that she had passed, he wasn't surprised. And he actually said some things about her that he wouldn't have known. And he said, I just had this weird dream. I saw her when she was younger and she said this, and it was proof for me that she was around and she was visiting us. And I'm sure many of you have had a similar experience of a loved one passing and feeling their presence in your dream, or getting some sort of symbol in the waking day that they're around. It's not your imagination, they are. They're very much with you, guiding you, watching you, supporting you. They love you and are even able to be with you more now that they're in spirit. Their essence of their soul is bigger than their body was. And when the body no longer serves them, that soul can be free and it can be with you and anyone that they love all the time. At this time, I'm still mourning her passing. So I want to give one of my students the opportunity to do a meditation for you. You've heard him before on my podcast, Alan. I've known him now for years, and he has taken what he's learned from my class and really just expanded that into his own work. He's become a great meditator, and Alan wants to start his own meditation channel. So I thought I'd give him some support and give you guys a bit of a preview. So get yourselves comfortable and light a candle if you wish, and I will hand this meditation tonight over to Alan.
I believe that there are many ways to meditate and many purposes for which one may meditate, but I think that it is helpful, regardless of your desire, to get the body in a position where it is asleep and deeply relaxed, and your mind is able to be alert and focused. So lie down or sit erect in a chair. Get very comfortable. But if you're sleepy, perhaps you shouldn't lie down. Now, in this comfortable position, I want you to imagine that you're opening a box, and you're going to place inside this box any distractions, any concerns, any desires, anything that may distract you from this meditation session. Place those things in the box. And when you've finished, just close the box and push it aside. Now, I want you to inhale, hold your breath for a count of five, exhale slowly and powerfully for a count of six. Inhale, hold for five, exhale for a count of six. I will give you a few moments to do this. Now return to your normal breathing. Return to your normal breathing. And now I want you to hum. I want you to hum and feel the vibration of the hum through your body, relaxing as you do so. For example, you can choose whatever tone you'd like for your hum. You can choose whatever length you'd like for your hum. I will give you a few moments to do this. Now return to your normal breathing. Return to your normal breathing. And now we will relax even farther. By telling your body to go to sleep, but keeping your mind alert and sharp. Tell your brain to go to sleep. Tell your heart to go to sleep. Tell your eyes to go to sleep. Tell your skeletal structure to go to sleep. Tell your skin cells to go to sleep. Tell your arteries and veins to go to sleep. Tell your legs to go to sleep. tell the hairs on your body to go to sleep. Tell your liver and colon to go to sleep. Tell your hands to go to sleep. Tell your feet to go to sleep. Tell your entire body to go to sleep. And feel it deepening in its relaxation. Now that your body is more relaxed and asleep, but your mind is alert, imagine that you are standing in a field on a cloudless, sunny day. You can feel the warmth from the sun. You can feel the ground beneath your feet. And beside you is a large oak tree. In this vast expanse of a field, it is only you and the oak tree. Step over and put your arms around the oak tree. With your arms around the oak tree, relax, relax. The more relaxed you become, the more you feel yourself merging with the tree. You begin to seep into the oak tree. Your mind is still alert. But your body and who you are is merging with the oak tree. Feel yourself going down into the ground. Feel yourself breaking off into each of the roots of the oak tree. Feel yourself spreading into the ground, going deeper into the earth. Feeling the power of being connected to the earth in this way. Don't think about what this feels like. Feel what it feels like. The more you feel what it feels like, the more this grounding connects with your imagination. Just relax. Don't stress. Don't force. Just relax. Merging into the ground as part of this tree. The roots spreading out all over the world, fall into the earth. Open yourself to feeling what is happening. Feel the roots go deeper and deeper into the earth. As the roots go deeper below the soil, below the water, as they move closer into the hotter parts of the core of the earth, the roots begin to disappear, but you, your awareness, is still traveling deeper into the earth. You are so deep now that you have broken off from the roots, but you are still aware of yourself, aware of being grounded into the earth, now spreading even farther, deeper into the power of the earth. Pay attention to what you are feeling. I want you to feel this experience. I want you to note what it's invoking in you. Now you're at the center, the very center of the earth. All your attention brought to this point. I want you to ask yourself, what can you take from this experience of feeling and utilize in your conscious waking life? What do you feel from this experience that you can utilize in your conscious waking life? you are feeling, you are knowing the power of the earth, the power of your ability to connect with the earth anytime that you choose. This is not an abstract experience. This is an experience that you are feeling. Begin moving yourself back to the surface, slowly moving from the center of the earth feeling your way back connecting again with the roots of the tree. Following those roots up and up and back, moving toward the surface of the earth. Following those roots back to the surface. And feeling your body reconstitute itself. Feeling your body and your awareness of your body now materializing again. Standing on the ground, holding this magnificent tree. Now release the tree and step back from it. The more you practice, the faster you will be able to access the relaxed state where your body is asleep and your mind is sharp and alert. The more you practice, the more successfully you will be able to feel the experience. And access information that you receive from feeling the experience. Now, I will will count down from 10. And when I reach 0, you will be back in your waking consciousness. Feeling your body again. Feeling your body that is now awake. And remembering everything that you have experienced. Ten. Nine. Eight. Seven. Six. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. You are now back in your waking consciousness, and this meditation is concluded.
Thanks for joining me today, and for more information about classes I teach or private sessions, please go to theclosetmedium.com.